We are the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on your station of the year. That was Jason Derulo in a song called Want to Want Me. It's 7:41 on Tuesday, March 14th. Mike Plord in the studio, and joining me is Ron Thorley, who is an organizer, and Brent Scow, who is president of the No Cayman and Skidjoring Club. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in the studio, and big events are coming up, and you have something coming up this weekend. What's happening?
We have the Skidjor demo this weekend up at the Forestville Trailhead. As you look out your windows this morning, you can see that we have some fresh snow. The ski trails are still in good condition. So we are hosting an event where people can bring up their dogs and try out the sport of skijoring, which is cross-country skiing with your dog harness pulling you. It's a great event. It's a great way to exercise your dog in the winter. So we're going to offer equipment for people to come out and try up the sport without having to invest any money in it. It's going to be a great time.
And where is that going to be, Brian?
It is going to be at the Forestville Trailhead.
And how do folks get to that?
So you take a right on Wright Street up to Forestville, and we'll have signs guiding you the rest of the way.
And Ron Thorley also in the studio with us. And Ron, you're involved in this as well. And tell us, obviously, you've been skijoring. Tell us about the sport itself.
Oh, the sport is absolutely amazing. Actually, Mike, you and I were just talking about it. You said you had a husky and you thought about it. And there's a lot of people in that situation that have a dog. They cherish their time with their dog. And this gives you something else to do. It's a chance to get it outside and run and develop that relationship. Basically, you know, a lot of people think that dog's just going to pull your butt all the way around. And it doesn't work that way, actually. If you're not doing your job, they're going to turn around and look at you and go, come on now. The goal is to ski as fast as you possibly can and to keep up the energy of the dog. And it's magical. It's absolutely magical. And there's a lot of people out there that have a little bit of an overweight dog, and maybe they're a little overweight too. And it's a good reason to get out and enjoy the winter and embrace this area, because there's so many wonderful places to go, and enjoy the ski trails at the NTN.
I have heard that, and I've been told a number of times, that cross-country skiing is some of the best exercise you can do. Now, I mean, what I'm hearing is that you guys have found a way to improve on that. Actually, with skijoring, Ron, you're talking about you got to keep up the dog. The dogs, if you don't do your part, the dog's going to, I've seen dogs do this. They're going to take a look at you and like, hey, I'm not doing all this myself.
Right. You've seen the look your wife gives you every once in a while when you're not pulling your weight. Well, the dogs have a similar look. It's like, come on, buddy. This is a team. Let's go.
Skijoring is where you hitch up your dog. And Brian, how does that work? You have a specific harness, and there must be specific equipment.
Yeah, so the dog has a harness, and then there is a rope with some bungees in it that attach to a waist belt that the human wears. So that attaches you to the dog, and you get to ski as fast as you've ever skied before.
And this event is this weekend. It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. So we'll give a quick demonstration in the beginning of the time, and then we'll go out and we can try out. You can bring your own dog, or we'll have dogs as well that people can use and try out the sport.
Talking to Brian Scow, who is the president of the No Cayman and Skidjoring Club, and Ron Thorley, who is an organizer of the event. We're going to come back and talk to these guys a little more. How about skijoring and what you can do with your dog, or maybe with somebody else's dog? Stay tuned. This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.